going to cover a variety of receptors that are found in the body. The nociceptors are pain receptors, and so they are picking up stimuli that are painful. And there are different kinds of pain. There's different kind of pain that the body can experience. Fast pain. These nociceptors are innervated by type A myelinated axons. This is going to include the kind of pain that often triggers a somatic reflex to get away from the cause of the pain. So, for example, fast pain would be the result of a deep cut or a burn or something like that, and it's going to trigger a reflex to withdraw the limb from the area that could be causing damage. Slow pain uses type C axons, which are much slower, and these are going to be more the aching kinds of pain or burning. They can activate the reticular formation in the thalamus as well. Phantom pain is pain that's felt in a limb that isn't there. So in the case of an amputation, for example, sometimes the interneurons that service that limb before amputation are still active. And so you can still experience pain from a limb that is not, in fact, there. And finally, referred pain is visceral pain, which is interpreted as being felt on the skin surface. So visceral, of course, refers to the organs. A good example is pain in the left arm that people sometimes feel during a heart attack. The pain is actually taking, is the source of the pain is the heart. However, it's not experienced necessarily as the heart. It's experienced on the surface of the skin of the left arm. Another type of receptor are the thermoreceptors, and these are going to be free nerve endings that detect temperature changes. And these free nerve endings are found in the dermis. Mechanoreceptors are sensitive to distortions of a cell membrane, so they're going to detect any kind of change in pressure. And some examples of some mechanoreceptors are the baroreceptors. These detect pressure changes in the walls of blood vessels and other organs. So they're detecting fluid pressure changes. Proprioceptors are going to monitor the positions of joints and muscles. So they're constantly sending information to the brain and spinal cord about your current position. And you aren't necessarily conscious of this, but that's important for when the situation arises that your brain or spinal cord wants to move your limbs. They need to know where the limbs are to begin with in order to issue a command to move them in another way. And then finally, tactile receptors, which are going to be the receptors that are picking up your sensations of touch, pressure, and vibration.